Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
So again, feel free to exhale, Titans radio listeners, as today's final score, Tennessee 20, Houston 17, as the Titans get it done again.
Great tell, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Blaine Bishop joins us now to break it all down. Blaine, that was a huge win, man.
Well, that was an understatement, man. When you have your back against the wall, man, nobody knows or thinks if you have a shot of winning, your third string offensive lineman, offensive tackle, your backup quarterback, a guy named Blaine, so you know he's pretty decent. He got a shot. But all jokes aside, man, what a heck of a coaching job by Vrabel and his staff, man. Hats off to them. It all started, really, the game-changing play, as everybody knows, is the fake punt, man. So they out-coached them on the other side of the ball. So I'm sure O'Brien and crew are getting a lot of heat today from the Texans fan base as well as the media.
I know you're a big Kevin Byard fan. Did anybody ever ask you to throw a pass to the sideline?
Well, that was safety to safety, Blaine. That was two safeties.
Hey, I did say early in my career, it's funny you asked that. I never thought about that. Coach Fisher asked me to be the up back for fake punts, though.
Really?
Yeah. Sure enough. So that was pretty cool. A lot of people don't know my background. I was a running back all through my whole life. I thought I was going to be the next, Tony Dorsett. This kind of changed when I got to Ball State, when they said, well, you're a fourth string running back, but you can compete to start at corner. So never really played safety until I got to the National Football League. So I always tell kids to play both sides of the ball. You never know where you're going to get your opportunity. The odds are against you already.
And while we're there, you're a multiple sport guy too. Like, you believe in kids playing multiple sports.
Yeah, no question about it. It got really tough. I use my son as a guinea pig because, especially he's a pretty good baseball player. But, man, you start falling behind more and more as everybody, you're playing multiple sports.
Yeah.
So tough, and you got to fight through that in the beginning stages of whatever sports you're playing because, most of those kids are playing year-round. But it'll benefit you in the long run, and, definitely you'll be happy about it at the end.
Blaine, you talked about this some on the post-game show with Malcolm Butler and his technique. A lot of people have kind of looked at the big plays they've seen him give up, but there's a bigger picture with all that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, because you could tell he's studying plays and formations. That's why I think they were playing a lot off. Then he got aggressive. He did a really good job jamming Hopkins all day long when he pressed him. I was really, surprised that once he got up in a press versus Fuller, who's one of the fastest guys in the National Football League right now, that he didn't bail out of there, because you got to think that's what he is. He's a deep threat. Now, in this game, he showed that not only that, he's going to run some hitches and some digs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know when it's, let's take a shot downtown. They were in that infamous, area. They were in that area where that's about to happen, and he got into a foot race with them. And I don't know any defensive back besides Deion Sanders that could run with him in his prime. He was going to lose that battle once he didn't get a jam on him. And I know you push that panic button, when you're running, and you're like, don't look back. Don't look back. So I think it was more strategy more so than anything. I don't think it's a huge concern. All the great ones have gotten beat deep, and he's a really good all-pro cornerback. So it's going to happen. But it begs to think that you need to pay attention to, getting beat deep, though. Put it on the chalkboard, and I'm sure he is. He's a heck of a competitor because it's ingrained in you as a defensive back. Don't get beat deep. Don't get beat deep. We'll let you out us to death all the way up and down the field because we don't think you're patient enough to do that. But he's an aggressive-natured corner, almost safety-like, but at the corner position. So I think he needs to implement the press bail technique into his fold, and I'm sure he will, you know, especially when you're going to get a speedster like Fuller.
How amazed were you, Blaine, by Adoree Jackson's athletic ability in that interception? I was just floored. That's one of those plays I went back and watched over and over and over, Marshawn Lynch style. I mean, just ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, I've always said the hardest position, at least physically, naturally everybody knows a quarterback mentally is the toughest position to play in football. But cornerback, you have to be the most athletic player on the football. So because you're running backwards, you know, where everybody else is running forward. So, it's pretty obvious there to me. But then to turn around, have vision, and that shows you, you know, what things to come and why he was a first-round pick. Those first-round guys were off the charts athletically. And, man, when you go back and watch it multiple times, just pause it or slow-mo it. See the hang time that he did because he almost mistimed it. His timing was right on point, but it was a little bit. He had to hang just a little bit longer to get that one. And his hand-eye coordination is off the charts, which I never had.
Yeah.
He was pretty phenomenal.
In the moment, Blaine, I sit on that side. I thought he jumped too early. In the moment, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to think about it. And I've said on the show today, it reminded me of Jordan hitting the shot on Elo, where he jumped first, and then Elo jumped, and then Elo hit the ground, and Jordan was still in the air. That happened on that play.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he did that probably. He thought he was going to bump Hopkins, so he kind of jumped early, and he just kind of slowed his body down in midstream. People have no idea how hard that is. Oh, my God. It was phenomenal play. He's a heck of an athlete. Man, you know, when a guy just, you know, lands, I was expecting him to do a backflip as soon as he landed like a gymnast. But that didn't happen. But he can do things like that with ease.
I know you were impressed yesterday with LaFleur, especially how they came out and they ran power eye. Then the next drive they come out and they run to Wildcat. And then the next time they come out and we see some no huddle, you were fired up about that.
Yeah, I was, because that's what I've been looking for. I think that fits Marcus. Naturally, now Blaine did a heck of a job managing the game. Mm-hmm. But I just know as a defensive guy, after, you know, a series, and they come out with, you know, I call it the pro set, you know, the I formation, as you said, and we'll go back and say, they're doing this, they're doing this, and, you know, we're going to make these adjustments. Then you come back and say, man, crap, they did this Wildcat. They screwed us. They ran all these other plays we didn't even expect. Then you come to the sideline, then you prepare for the Wildcat. Then they come back out with the up-tempo, no huddle, in a rhythm. I'm like, oh, man, they just got us all out of whack. We're not even blitzing the way we want to. We can't even hone in on what they're doing. I mean, so that there, every game could be a different game, but I think they'll do a little bit of that every game, even if it's just two things. You may not put the Wildcat in there. You may just do the rhythm, no huddle or something like that, or hurry up. But those things kind of throw you off for a curveball. Those are tough to deal with as a defensive player, former defensive player.
Well, Blaine, up next, speaking of a pretty solid defense, what's most concerning about the Jags for the Titans next weekend?
Oh, man. Well, I think they think they have their number. That's the Titans has the Jags number. Naturally, they beat them both times. So they're going to be fired up. And after two games, they look like the best team in the AFC after you beat New England.
They're the best
team, actually. Mm-hmm. And Bortles, that's the key. Bortles is scary looking right now. So that would be what I'm really concerned about. Bortles, try to rattle him early. Hopefully, Casey can have another big game, get at him really quick, and hopefully then that leads to Landry and Morgan and Arakpo and everybody else in crew getting after him, the quarterback, because you got to get him off the spot. He didn't deal with a lot of pressure versus New England, but I think Bortles play. You gotta rile him a little bit and make him unsure, because that little bit of hesitation will lead to a big play down the road.
I'm glad you mentioned him, Blaine. I wanted to ask you, 6:50 left in a tie game, and the Texans are right on the edge of field goal range on the 37-yard line, third down. And a huge pressure, Harold Landry gets around the edge, hits Deshaun Watson, forcing him to throw it uncomfortably and probably before he wanted to. That's kind of a sign maybe of what might be to come with that guy.
Yeah, you know, I was impressed because I saw the bend in his knees. It's called, I don't know what they call it as a pass rusher, but you got to be flexible. It was Von Miller-esque, and hopefully that'll lead to some sacks eventually. I see some great things that can happen. You know, Correa, actually, they're going to have four good, solid pass rushers, naturally, with the starters of Arakpo, and Morgan. But I was pumped up about what he brought to the table, especially since he was out with an ankle. So you just never know where he's at in the process of recovery from the ankle injury. You know, pass rushers need all they can get in with their lower body. So that it was impressive. I think the Titans fans will be excited what he brings to the table in the next few years for sure, and let alone this next game in the season.
Blaine, appreciate the visit, man. Always love catching up with you, and we'll be listening 6 to 10 in the morning.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
All right, Blaine Bishop at BBishop23 on Twitter. Man, I love breaking down games with
him. Good stuff from Blaine today.
His son is a baller, too. Had a touchdown catch on Friday night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, he did.
Chase,
return Chase.
Yeah, and he's got offers from.
I was
going to
say, where's he going?
He's got
like somewhere awesome. That's all I know, because they're all going to come calling.
Just a junior over there at Brentwood. So that was fun. 615-737-1045.